Let's have a bit of a chat about the iPhone 14 Pro because it's out now. What's your initial thoughts? Because you do own one, don't you?
Yes, I do. So, yeah, I got mine last Friday. And, you know, I always like all the online reviewers that have it for one day and then can post this comprehensive review on there. You can't really do that, people. You know, in a couple of weeks' time, you know, we'll revisit it and, you know, any bugs or anything we'll know about then. It really is, though, the quickest thing that I've ever used in a phone. The camera is absolutely superb on it. I really can't say how good the camera is, but, you know, I was with somebody yesterday and we were using a very expensive Sony point-and-shoot that he had up against my phone. My photos were actually as good, if not better, than on his
point-and-shoot,
so, which is very good. Turns out this morning a couple of sales figures or figures are already coming through, so the Pro model, which is what I've got now, is the one that people are buying. So it looks like they're all flocking to it because of the camera. And iOS 16 works impeccably. I hasn't missed a beat on there. So, you know, at the moment I'll probably give 10 out of 10. But,
good stuff.
Know,
again, well, that's pretty good.
I haven't used it long enough, but it's expensively. And, you know, for people out there, he's saying, you know, I've got an iPhone 12 or I've got the 10. You know, you might upgrade if you've got the 10. You probably definitely would see the difference if you upgraded from an 8 and, you know, or earlier on there. But, you know, if you've got the iPhone 13, I still wouldn't bother upgrading.
As it is with technology, I guess a few people were saying, look, I'm happy with what I've got. I'll just wait till it goes down in price as it gets a little bit older. But it just shows you the technology these days, doesn't it? Each time they come out, the camera's just that little bit sharper.
That's exactly right.
How to know if we've been caught up in data breaches and what we can do all about it, I suppose. That's the big question I'd like to ask you.
There really is. So late Friday, news emerged that Uber, the ride-sharing app used by nearly everyone, you know, with Uber Eats and everything, suffered a major data breach. Now, what do you really do if you're caught up in that? First of all, what is a data breach? A data breach is when your personal information is shared with or accessed by an unauthorised person. This can be by accident or because of a security breach. So, you know, with Uber, it turns out Uber might have released, been accessed by hackers that have gone along and taken your usernames and passwords on there. So, you know, if you use Uber, my strong advice is you need to go along and change your password today. And if you've used that password on another website, you're going to have to go along and change the password on that website as well. So go along, change your password, can't emphasise that enough, and then make sure all the security settings are turned on. Make sure Uber's got your mobile phone number, which it should have, anywhere that you've used that password as well. So you might have used, let's say, for Microsoft, make sure all the Microsoft security settings are all turned on. But keep track of your passwords, but don't ignore what I'm saying, because honestly, you know, these sort of things are very serious. Make sure today, if you've used Uber or Uber Eats, change your password today.
Look for the settings and make sure your password is well and truly up to date. It's a good idea.
And I'll just say, Lee, I've put a post up about that on my website right now.
AdelaideTechGuide.com.au, TalkTech.com.au is their websites. And finishing off this week, Richard, back onto the Queen. I believe 6 million people tried to track the plane which carried Her Majesty's coffin the minute it came online. Wow.
Phenomenal figure. So everybody knows about flight radar. So flight radar enables you to go along and track flights. So the online flight tracker, Flight Radar 24, more than 5 million people track the Royal Air Force plane carrying the Queen's coffin. It's the most tracked flight in the site's history. It was flown from Edinburgh, Scotland, to the RAF Northolt near London on a flight that lasted 1 hour and 12 minutes. Within the first minute of the plane's transponder activating, 6 million people log straight on to go and do it. And poor old Flight Radar's 24 platform, it started to collapse on there. So, you know, they're able to keep a lot of people on. But 4.79 million people went to the website, 296,000 actually via the live stream that Flight Radar put on their YouTube channel, followed the flight, final flight, which used the call sign Kitty Hawk. It actually processed more than 76 million actions, which are such as clicks on the flight's icon, clicks on the plane's info box, clicks on the aircraft's photo display by people following the flight. People were definitely engaged with this, but a phenomenal figures out there. And really, if you haven't ever used Flight Radar, they've got a free tier Look, log on today, track a flight. It's a lot of people do that.